This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To focus on real radio, shall we? It's 7 after the hour. This is the overview of what's going on in the News Talk radio business, and that's why we call it News Talk Review. It's the stories, the charts, if you will, for the week of January 15th to the 19th in this circumstance, but every week at this time, get together with some well-known broadcasters, in this case, Victoria Keelan from the DJB show, along with me. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, who has had legendary years with me working on the air. Legendary.
Legendary.
He's legendary. And speaking of legends in his own mind, Joe Crummy is here, among other things, has used the word story. He has a storied career in News Talk broadcasting, lots of great station call letters behind his name. Right now he's doing a daily podcast called Evil Thoughts. So Mr. Evil is here. That sounds like, what's that from the Mike Meyer movie? Wasn't there a
Dr. Evil.
That's it. Yes, he could be Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil. It's great to be with you. Thank you. Thanks.
And the Evil Weevil. Here he is. Okay, so let's go through the stories. The usual at number 10, having to do with sports talk radio. I don't think there was anything this week that happened in the world of sports that was really notable, was it? I mean, the Belichick Brady thing was put to bed last week. Is there anything else?
That New Orleans Vikings game was the big talk of football this week. Just unbelievably, if you're a New Orleans fan, a heartbreaking last 10 seconds. So, but I'll tell you what, extreme props to Marcus Williams, the defender for the Saints who gave up that touchdown and with 10 seconds left. Most guys walk into the, not most guys, a lot of guys will walk into the locker room, tell the press to beat it, I don't want to talk to you, or if they do talk to the press, have an attitude. That guy stood there and took it like a man and just was humble.
Cam Newton could learn a few things from
him. Newton could learn a whole lot from him.
Yep.
Doug, he stood there and just was said, it's my fault. If I do that again, I shouldn't be playing football. I'm going to learn from it. I just mistimed it. But he made no excuses, and it was so good to see. And I was like, that guy is a role model. That's somebody I'd want my kid to go, that guy's pretty cool.
That's sportsmanship.
That is sportsmanship.
Mm-hmm. You know, this a lot of things that are going on in the NFL make it into this show that The Rock is in. That's on HBO called Ballers.
Yeah.
For whatever the reason, I have found myself fascinated, and I don't want to miss an episode. I watch it whenever I'm on a plane. There are usually a couple of episodes updated in the catalog, so I look for it and I want to see whatever episodes I haven't seen, I want to see. It's a great story about, and some of the
so
things.
So if you get too far behind, do you go book a flight or do you just, I mean, we can help you figure out how to watch
it
at home.
This time of year, I don't have to book a flight just to see it. I'm just on a plane two or three times a week going here to there, mostly east to west and back again. But the it's really interesting. I remember with the old Law and Order shows, it was stories ripped out of the headlines.
Right.
Well, if you follow the NFL and you follow the themes that are prevalent of expansion and things that go on in the personality department and how the inner workings are in the offices and that kind of stuff, it's a really, I don't know anything about football and I really don't care, but I'm interested and intrigued in the football stories that are part of the way this thing is put together. It's a very clever, very well-crafted show. So if you haven't seen it and you're interested in football, Ballers is probably, and there's something in it for men and women. You know, as we started this discussion, you were talking about the guys. And so, Victoria, I wonder, because your husband is very, very involved in the sports radio business. Mm-hmm. So, and you're around it all the time. One wonders when Richie says something like the guys in reference to the assumption that there are more men playing in this pool than women. What do you think?
Well, that's accurate. There are a lot of female fans of all different sports, but we just don't seem to get that much attention compared to the men. But
why? Why do you think that is? The people that are producing these shows for television and radio need to have women listeners because women make most of the decisions on what to buy.
They do, and but that's one of the things that so many people get wrong on the management end and from, you know, advertising and sales and stuff on the radio and TV side. They don't really. It's very weird to me. It's always been weird.
Yeah,
they kept that show. This is slightly off topic, but that show, The Chew, which is on ABC, it's a nothing of a show, but they literally kept it because the soap operas are gone, and they needed a place to put all those advertisers to sell soap. I mean,
you're crazy.
What?
Have you guys watched the Super Bowl in the last decade?
No.
Okay,
I don't give two names about
6 hours of backstories that is nothing but geared to telling, and just like the Olympics. Same thing. All it is backstories to tell you about their family and how they grew up.
In
and
the
how
Super
they
Bowl?
Yeah. The Super Bowl.
The shows that lead up to the Super Bowl.
With backstories. And it's all programmed at women. The whole Super Bowl is programmed at women.
Because
the commercials,
women, right.
the halftime show,
right.
the backstories of the players, how the teams struggled to get wherever it was. The whole thing is programmed at women. They could care. They know men are going to watch. They could care less because they know they've got that. They want to program it to women.
Well, I think maybe the Super Bowl might be an exception then. Although I haven't seen any of the backstory stuff that you're talking about. I usually just watch the games and the halftime.
Tune in at noon on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, well, who does that?
And
that's 8 hours of programming.
A lot of people see. Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's, well, I think you're right about the Olympics, too. There are all. Hang on, let's get to the activity. You know, let's hear the story of Popo Peru, or whoever it is that's being described, a family. Like Popo grew up in this rural community
right.
in the middle of nowhere in
exactly.
Utah.
A real person.
Log cabin.
Right. Lost her parents at age 2.
Yeah,
and
right.
was raised
right.
by goats.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's a miracle.
And broke her third
wow.
toe when
dripping
she was 15.
With sympathy. All of you. Jeez.
Okay. All right, let's keep moving here. I want to, speaking of sympathy, I have sympathy for those who do not get a good night's rest. And so the way to fix that problem guaranteed is to go buy MyPillows. Become a MyPillow customer. If you haven't, pretty much everybody here has had their MyPillow. They've gotten one or they've gotten two. I bought 8, as a matter of fact, at Christmas time to give to people who are close to me. And many of the people who have been close to me over the years have gotten these MyPillows because I've been talking about them for at least a couple of years. Not just the pillows themselves, but all the things that they have on catalog that you can find at MyPillow.com. And when you use the code DJV, you'll save 50% on everything. You'll buy one premium pillow at the regular price, get the second one free. You'll buy pillows, you'll buy sheets, you'll buy dog pet beds. You have all kinds of, the collection is very broad at MyPillow.com. So start out by going there, looking around, buy the pillow first, because that's what you need first. We all need a good night's rest, and we need good pillows for that. So the buy one, get one free is extended till the end of the month. And then there are other things that are there. All have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you got 60 days to send it back. You buy one item and pay for it at MyPillow. Get the second one free, and it's guaranteed for 60 days. So if you don't like it, you send it back. And that couldn't be the case very often because they wouldn't have 1,500 people working around the clock to make pillows to satisfy the orders if they were no good. So go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. And stop your tossing and turning around at night. Buy the sheets. Buy all the things that you'll... there's a luxuriating that goes on in this arena with the greats. The feel of fresh, new sheets is fabulous. And the pillows, you can wash them, you can dry them, you can keep them... you set them before you go to bed. Set them to your neck and your head and what you want for the cushion when you put your head down on the pillow to feel like. It's that good. So, again, MyPillow.com. Take advantage of all the special deals. Use the promo code DJV.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's Automotive News, here is a cool tip to protect your valuables with 3 options of truck bed covers. Back just debuted the Revolver, which simply rolls out and rolls up. Retrax just showcased its track rail system. It's a sliding bed cover that allows you to still carry your bike and kayak. And Undercover came out with a lightweight 3-piece foldable truck bed cover. It's called the Alpha Flex. All great products that we have reviewed. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. All right, it's 17 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, overviews of things that have been big, the top 10 items that Talkers Magazine does the research on every week and gives us the list. So we're at number 9. The story of Martin Luther King Day, which was last Monday. I don't know that I have anything really more to say about it. I think what my point is every year with this quote-unquote holiday and President's Day is that it's an outrage that so many people don't know anything about Martin Luther King that are coming along. They don't know about the story. They don't know the history of black and white relationships in our country. They know about the Civil War, maybe, but that's all they know. They don't know about what was required of black men and women in the service. Couldn't use the same latrines. The United States Armed Services did not allow blacks to use the same toilet facilities as whites. And that didn't get changed until Eisenhower became president in 1954. So there are things that become ancillary conversations about Martin Luther King. There were, I think the daughter of Martin Luther King said that he'd have been nothing without Coretta Scott King. And then there was the usual, what you'd expect from his son, to do an anti-Trump tirade. So, you know, there was good and bad that came out of it. But not having school these days, when this is a real teachable moment, that's very important, I think, to our future, getting along, I think is an outrage because nobody pays any attention. Who the hell cares if it was Martin Luther King's birthday? You go to the store and you buy a new car or you buy a bed or there's a special sale for Martin Luther King Day only. Come get your sheets. You know, it's nonsense. It is. That's all it is. That's all it means to most people. Instead of having school and keeping kids and spending the whole day talking about what not only what he meant, but, you know, Eisenhower really started it with the Little Rock integration and his confrontation with Orville Faubus, who was the governor of Arkansas at the time. And that whole story, I remember that when I was in fifth grade. So, you know, go ahead. You were going to say something, Joe.
Well, yeah, I second that emotion, everything you're saying. You know what? I always like to talk about it. I usually wait till Elvis's birthday to talk about civil rights and that kind of stuff. But I always like to talk about the role of rock and roll and pop music with regard to integration in the United States, because I don't think a lot of people really think about that. We're on the radio, and, you know, talking about the DJs, that guy in New York City, who was it, Alan Freed, these guys that really put themselves on the line to play black music on white stations, and they took a hell of a lot of heat for it, too. And the whole notion of rock and roll being sort of the intertwination, if I may make up a word, of country music, which was primarily white, and then black blues and boogie-woogie, put it together, that's how you get rock and roll. And I think that's an interesting story that never gets told.
Boogie-woogie. What a great term that is, isn't it? Got the boogie-woogies. 21 after the hour here on the Countdown Review.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Three after the hour, talk radio review with Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, the late great Joe Crummy is here.
Evil.
And the late great. All right, I like to have fun with Joe because he's a good tease. All right, let's get to the stories. We've spent a lot of time on the DJV show this week talking about the family in California, those 13 children that were captive, and then almost in the same breath, Larry Nassar and his foolishness, if that's the right word for it. It's probably worse than that with all the Olympians, these creeps, these people. I'm going to quickly give you my take on it, and then let's go around the room here. The idea that these people are normal or that they should be treated or prosecuted in a normal way, it doesn't seem to hold with me. These people are insane. And by definition, they're insane. And the way that they've treated people is, by definition, an example of insanity. So what do you do with them? Do you take them all back and shoot them? You put them in jail to keep them away from their children? Do you put them in a mental institution? What do you do with them?
It's a great question. A mental institution leaps to mind, but realistically, starving your kids or abusing your kids, how long of a jail sentence would that actually be?
Does it do any good to put you in jail other than to keep you away from the kids? It's not going to rehab them. These people are crazy.
But that's exactly my point. If
life.
They get,
put them in
do you think
jail
they're
going to
get life? Really? Do you think they will?
13
get
them
kids
out of society. Yeah.
You think about the kids. I mean, I don't even.
You're not doing anything to rehab them because they're insane. So you're just putting them in a closet somewhere to get them out of the way instead of taking them out back and shooting them. That's all.
Well,
it is.
The reason I ask about the jail sentence is because I would be afraid that they could get out of jail and then claim that they've been rehabilitated and then still have some of the minor children.
No. So that's why you do what Rich says,
or
is
like
you throw
that.
Away the key.
I hope that happens. Yeah. I'm just worried that it won't.
So you agree with should Larry Nassar be thrown in jail and throw away
not everybody who Larry Nassar is?
Larry Nassar is had been an Olympic. He's a doctor, been an Olympic physician. And apparently, I don't know how many women.
Hundreds.
Yeah. Hundreds. He molested or somehow or other did the dirty with when the Olympic Games were going on in any number of years.
And
so
Michigan
at
State,
least 100
too.
Of them have come forth, right, and accused him. Isn't there 100 more?
It's more than that. But I think 140 have issued actual statements.
Yeah. So that's his story. Thank you, Richie, for asking, because there's sometimes an assumption that people actually know all of these names and know all of what is going on here. Most everybody, I think, knows about the 13 children in California, don't you think?
I think that's everywhere.
Not everybody does.
No, but now they
Well, the the Turpin family. I don't know how the kids moved forward.
You know what I say?
I don't get that at all. I mean,
where were the neighbors? Right. I mean, I understand the aunt and uncle were half a country away and, tried to talk to the kids.
Well, how about the mother, Turpin's? I was reading about Turpin's, I guess the father's, this guy, if you can call him a father, that he had a mom. She's 81. She was saying they were good Christians. They were nice people. She's 81. You think, why wouldn't good she Christians. Know? I mean, I don't get it. None of us.
She probably didn't see the kids because the sister, the one sister of the mother, whenever she did see the kids, which wasn't very often, she would always comment on how little and skinny they all were and how malnourished they looked.
There you go.
You know, that kind of a comment, Joe, is what gives Christians a bad name. There are these people who hide behind their moralism that is phony, hide behind their religion, which is fake. And you know, he was a good Christian. How the hell do you know that he was a good Christian? What is a good Christian?
Well, she was the mom. Nonsense. That's what she was saying. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
They were
so let's
Christians.
See.
They
called
each other sweetie.
13 kids.
Yeah.
They called each other sweetie. That's what the mom was saying. They were very. And then there was other news this morning. I saw that they'd lived in Texas prior to this, and they had pictures of a house in which they had lived. That the people who bought the house for them 17 years ago, and it was filthy and disgusting. But I play with houses a lot. I've seen that a lot. So
What, filth? Yeah. Having rehab houses? Sure, yeah. You can see some horrible stuff. And you take a house, yeah, there's plenty of that. You're right, Joe. It's 28 after the hour. You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's News Talk Radio time. I'm Doug Steffen with a panel of experts when it comes to conversation. Every week we try to get together at least a group of us to bring the focus on to what's been the big item or what are some of the big items this week in terms of News Talk stories and the people who are being discussed. And so Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy and Rich McFadden and I are going to spend a moment or two on the Hawaiian false alarm. The radio stations there are all grousing and wondering, oh, what in the world could we do about this guy who pushed the button? And he's been reassigned, and everybody says, hey, reassigned to what? What did he reassign? Why isn't he fired? What? And why did he have the job in the first place under the circumstances?
You know what they were doing that I thought was really funny? They had the governor on, and then they had his, I guess the guy that runs Hawaii Emergency Management. It was really kind of interesting. I love how they play pass the buck, aloha style. I remember that one day it happened. It was really funny because the guy stands up and he goes, well, it's my fault. I'm taking responsibility. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you didn't even do it. I mean, what kind of a sleazy quick move is that? You know, yeah, I'll take responsibility. Of course, we all know you didn't do it. And I'm thinking, well, who's the guy that did it? Well, we don't know. We're not going to tell you who that is.
Who implemented the system where one guy can tell everybody on...
Why did it take 34 minutes? It's one thing. I mean, if you hit the button and all of a sudden... I mean, you have your own phone. Aren't you getting the alert, too? And you go, oh, I guess I made a mistake. I better do something about it. Now I think, oh, wait, I'll get some coffee. I'm on break right now. We'll fix it later.
Well, the actual... Did you see a screenshot of the actual text message that Hawaiians received?
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
It just says, it's like, take shelter immediately. This is not a drill. Like, it is terrifying.
And then you go, people drive around the highways around the islands, and the big signs are on the side, those electric signs that they put up when you're seeing, when you're about to get to road work or some other thing.
You are about to be nuked.
Then it says, alarm is over or something like that. That seemed to minimize the whole thing. It's got to have been scary as hell for a lot of people.
Well, the thing, the alarm is over. I'd go, well, did they miss us? Where did it land? I mean, go, no,
yeah, their aim's not good.
Hello.
Right.
Exactly. Where did it land?
Right.
That's what I'd be thinking, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, the North Koreans have, and people, I think you just said, Joe, a little while ago, or somebody said that Trump was responsible for the North Koreans getting together with the South Koreans as they prepare to carry the flag together to the Olympics. And I guess there's a lot of outrage about the flag, and I'm not sure whether that's coming from North Korea, where people are really not happy at all about what is transpiring. How do we read this? Under the circumstances, there is a nice... we always want to have a rapport. And now, but there's always going to be somebody who can find fault with whatever is going on. And so I saw this big headline that sources say the South Koreans are very upset because they don't want to have that flag represent them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So
I can see that.
Hey, that guy's a nut. I wouldn't want him to represent
me
either.
He's evil and bad, and we don't want to be associated with this guy. I mean, he's like the new Hitler guy. Why do I want to be associated with that guy?
So then why are they doing it? What's in it for the South Koreans?
I guess they're able to take his finger off of the button for a few minutes.
Yeah, ultimately, it's a weird double-edged sword. You know, we want to kind of get together with these guys, but this guy is evil and bad, so it's each sort of side, you know, saying the same thing. You know, that's the problem. You know, we want to cozy up to him, as Rich said, so we don't get nuked. Maybe we can fix this or get along better. But people are going, no, he's evil and bad. Look what he does to his people. I don't want to be associated with that.
Well, but how do you fix the problem? Is you know, you get the closer you get to him, can you do something about who he is? It really is a perplexing problem because there's a vacuum that's created whenever you bop any of these guys off. I've said many, many times, let's send in the SEALs and get rid of them. So who's his sister? Apparently, is worse than he is.
Well, jeez.
Wow.
So,
is that even possible?
You better make sure you get rid of the whole family at once. A one-stop, get rid of them all.
Apparently, the reason he does his hair the way he does and dresses the way he does and even is the body type that he is, like he keeps his weight there on purpose, is because his grandfather, he looks just like his grandfather, who was extremely popular. And so his whole ploy is to basically have everybody think, oh, Grandpa's back, and he just have them think that he's his grandfather.
Apparently, he's inebriated most every night. He smokes 4 packs a day, and, you know, there's just...
Well, maybe he'll just kill himself, then. Yeah. Well, we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Right. Lucky or not. Okay, next item.
I wonder if he...
No, go ahead, Joe. You wonder what.
I was just going to say, I wonder if he has a food taster. I would think that if I were the United States, the action is, if you are a super spy and you're a CIA kind of person, the action is in Iran and also North Korea. There's where you want to be. Right?
Well, you want to be close to a McDonald's in North Korea so you can poison the fish burger that he gets.
If he's pulling a Trump, in other words, he goes to McDonald's because they don't know you're coming, right?
So well, that reminds me. So, okay,
wait,
let's talk
McChum
about
McChum sandwiches. How does he eat McChum sandwiches? He smokes 4 packs a day and he drinks every night.
He's got good genes. He's like Donald Trump. He's got.
He's
going to
eliminate
genes,
himself very quickly. Yeah. You can't
let's
live
talk
like
about
that.
Trump's diet. Trump went to the doctor this week, and apparently he had a dementia test as well. And the dementia doctor says he's well. And the regular doctor says he's well. so he's ready to take on the rest of the world. But his diet reminds me of Bill Clinton's diet. And so if they go out to get that food to bring it in, they don't prepare it in the White House. They go buy it at whatever store. Who's taste testing that? I thought there was a taste tester for everything that the president ate.
I'm sure the Secret Service has some sort of...
What, they probably bite out of the McDonald's hamburger before they give the rest of it to him?
I don't know how it works. I don't know.
Could you imagine being the president, though? Everything you eat, you have to think twice about it. You know, and you think, here, Mr. President, have this big, juicy steak. Come on. You know, I'd be going, I don't know.
Did Chuck Schumer make this?
Exactly. When people calling you Hitler all day long, you got to wonder whether somebody at
Chef
some point
Nancy
in the vice goes.
Why is Nancy Pelosi in the kitchen?
There you go.
That's right.
Someone's
you know,
in the kitchen
well,
Nancy.
And
someone's
she made
kitchen,
it.
I know. All right, let's get to the good economic news. Number five this week is a focus on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, or basically what's going on. You see, this is another one of these things where people get it all wrong. They think that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is the real indicator of health in the economy, which is about as much bogus BS as you can come up with. The Dow is actually the worst indicator because it only has 30 industrials in it instead of the Standard & Poor, which has 500. There are several other indicators that have thousands of stocks that they're watching, and that's where you really see what's going on. Do they normally have the same sort of the NASDAQ is normally the same or would reflect the same changes as the New York Stock Exchange, but not always. Sometimes the New York Exchange is up, and sometimes the Dow Jones is up, and sometimes the NASDAQ is down. But there's no question that we have a really healthy economy in the sense that people who have money invested in a lot of banks and a lot of hedge funds and a lot of, you know, look at what happened this week. Goldman Sachs, for the first time in decades, was not the number one bank in the world. In fact, it was,
Bank of America?
No, not Bank of America.
I thought Bank of America had a good report this week.
Yeah,
too.
It did. They all have good reports. But yeah. See, we look at this stuff. And we say, oh, isn't that wonderful, the banks? The banks have been screwing, I was about to use the F word, the banks have been screwing customers and shareholder, everybody. I mean, we all think, oh, 2008, look what the banks did. You can go back to before when Carnegie and the Rockefellers and all these people were starting their banks and the mentality of how you think the banks are these big, bright institutions that are responsible for the health of our country. Well, to a part, I suppose they are. But they're really, for the most part, run by greedy, horrible people who will do anything. And you know the old expression about they'd screw their grandmother. This is what happens with these big, huge banks that so command what goes on in the economy. So, you know, they're all the reason that there is so much focus on the crypto and the headlines, crypto collapse, and so that's all driven by
the
banks because they don't want that stuff to work.
Right.
They're the advertisers.
They're terrified of it.
Right.
Because anyone can do it, and essentially you don't need the banks to make that kind of money.
Yeah, the banks are out.
Although
I would make the argument that banks and major corporations, I guarantee you, that Exxon, Apple, and major banks are buying Bitcoin because
they can move
money untraced and not have to pay taxes on it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Guaranteed. Well, 80% of all Bitcoin is owned by major corporations around the world.
I didn't even think about that. That's an interesting point, Richard.
Yeah, it's untraceable.
Yeah, you see what Apple is doing. Is it Apple or Amazon? Apple bringing back $268 billion
into the circulatory system.
Yeah, it is a good sign.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money that's
stolen. Although, it's funny, you watch on social media, and even though Apple gave everybody in the company a $2,500 bonus this week, they say because of the tax cuts.
Right.
I mean, social media just attacked Apple. And just because they said they're still greedy, they're not doing it because of the tax cut, they're doing it because they want a tax break. It's all because they want the tax break, it's not because they want to help people.
You believe everything you read in social media, Richie? You believe all the things on front page of the newspaper?
Let me tell you something.
If it's on Facebook, you know it's real.
You could hand gold bars. If Republicans handed gold bars to the poor, people would find a way to make it look bad.
It's they only gave him one. They didn't give him two.
Right.
Do you realize how much money that is? It's a lot of money.
But going back to Doug's initial point, though, that using the Dow as some sort of barometer of the health of the economy, I totally agree with that, because the majority of Americans don't even have investments, and they're not tied to Wall Street at all.
They don't have any savings. Yeah. What was the story we had? Most Americans don't have $1,000 to take care of an emergency.
39% of Americans don't have $1,000 in cash for an unplanned emergency.
Right.
They would put it on
their
credit card.
But they have a 401k.
Do you have a 401k? Then you're invested there. I think it's not quite as simple as that.
You'd be surprised. That's not something that is sort of ubiquitous for people in America. This is just saying that 39%, so that 61% of Americans don't have $1,000 in cash for an emergency. That's an alarming statistic. If you really want to talk about the health of the economy, that's mind-blowing.
Hey, Richie.
35% of all American adults have a 401k.
That's Rich. Only 35%, right?
Rich, yes. Can you loan me a grand?
I got you covered, man.
46 past the hour of the Talk Radio Review. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574. This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night, so your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV. All right, so Richie's on my butt because we have now a couple of minutes left, and all that we have time for is a few Trumpisms. I don't know that there's much more. Maybe I'm showing my own bias here. I'm so tired of all the negativism aimed at Trump. I don't want to talk about it. The Trump-Russian probe and the crap hole stuff. And the only thing that's worth a moment or two of our time is the government shutdown. Because this airs over the weekend, who knows what the situation will be come Monday morning. It's the same. It's really, what's different, Richie?
You know what? Just tell everybody, stop putting that hook in your mouth when the government tells you. CNN has had a countdown shutdown clock
CNN did,
on Friday.
Yeah.
15 hours to the countdown to the shutdown. Please, stop buying the stuff. They aren't going to let it shut down. And if they do, it's not a big deal. Yeah. It's 15% of the government that actually the parks close.
Right. Yeah.
You know what?
You can't pay your taxes.
Right. Exactly.
There's nobody in the IRS to collect them. That kind of stuff. All right. 10 before the hour. Talk Radio Review.
It's
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
After the hour now, it's time for us to continue our focus on the charts from Talkers Magazine with an eye to our legal beagle, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a college professor, teaches law, has been a practicing attorney. Now, he last represented George Washington, I think. Where is it? Some of the things that he specializes in, protecting people from scams. His site, scamaside.com, is something that everyone should visit like once a week to see what the latest scams are. And I'm thinking, you and I were talking just before we went on about how the soaring interest in the cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin becomes L coin, and that becomes S coin, and that becomes A coin. And so what do we have going on here? And what is this something, do we put it under the legal banner? Or is it under the scam banner? What do we have to look
at? The interesting thing, it's all of the above. And the best scams always have some air of legitimacy to them to lure you in. And so cryptocurrencies, the most noteworthy is Bitcoin and Ethereum and others, are legitimate. They take take advantage of a blockchain technology that can be safe. So they're not going away, but they're very complicated. It's not necessarily something in which people want to speculate, but people don't do their homework, and scammers are out there ready to take advantage of them in multiple ways. They will, like you threw out in different names, they will create a new cryptocurrency, except they're not really creating it, and so you can get scammed that way. Canadian authorities recently issued a warning about a company that will help you buy the bitcoins, but then you can't store or sell them. People also don't do well as far as keeping their security in these bitcoins, and there are bitcoin exchanges that have been hacked. So you look at people like Warren Buffett, you know, noteworthy investor who's wary of investing in it, sees it as a bubble. So it's legit, but it's only for you as an investment unless you really, really know what you're doing.
Right. All right. So there is a scam side to it. And, of course, the banks want to make it look as bad as possible because it's not good for them either.
Exactly. They're losing out on fees and business.
Right. Okay. On the people list, and actually the references to these California children who are captive, their parents, David and Louise Turpin, the legal ramifications, what can these kids do or people that will become their guardians? It's so hard to figure out what to do here or what to think about this other than these people are out of their minds. Literally, they're insane. But then where do you go from that point legally? What are these kids?
Yeah, and, you know, it's two separate things because you're talking about the charges against David and Louise Turpin, and those are, you know, those are almost secondary. I mean, you've got counts of abuse, child abuse, adult abuse, false imprisonment, all of this. But what about the kids? I mean, the emotional and physical abuse and distress they've suffered, yes, the state is now taking over custody, but they've got to, you know, they've got to find a way to get them some kind of help and into a normal atmosphere. As far as suing their parents, yeah, they actually could, but where, you know, where's their money or is money going to do anything to help them? So hopefully the state does have proper facilities to help these kids. Certainly the malnourishment will be able to be taken care of readily, but the emotional scars will be lasting.
All right. Speaking of emotional scars, Larry Nassar, official from the Olympics, doctor, accused by 140 some odd girls of improper over years and years and years. So the fact that the International Olympic Committee says they don't know anything about this, man, they got to be vulnerable up to their ears in some kind of suit, as he might be.
Big time. I mean, he is. I mean, he's facing 60 years in prison, which he will get. But yeah, USA Gymnastics, which made some settlements with confidentiality agreements, they're in trouble. The University of Michigan, or Michigan State, rather, where he was also a doctor and got complaints, they're going to be liable. Yeah, you're going to see actions against both of those entities, and some stuff will happen.
So do lawyers line up for this sort of thing? Do they come to the table with ideas? Do they go find these people as clients?
Yep, they do. They compete. There are legal ethics that limit how it's done. Those legal ethics are often abused.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Did you just use legal and ethics in the same sentence?
Yes, I did.
Good for you. Good for you. Congratulations. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney here on The Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.